Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're tackling something really specific, something that honestly might change how you're seeing the housing market right now. We're zooming in on this recent acceleration in activity. You know, if you've been hearing all the talk, high rates, not enough houses, and maybe thinking things have ground to a halt, well, the information we're looking at today, it suggests maybe a pretty sharp turn. We've got excerpts talking about an August home sales surge. And we're going to cut through the noise, really, and focus on just one number, one single data point that kind of explains this whole shift.
Yeah, and it's a really powerful number precisely because it looks forward. The key data point confirms that pending home sales increased 4.0% in August. And that movement, I mean, 4 whole percentage points in just 1 month compared to the last one, that's the piece of information you really need to get a handle on what the official reports are going to be saying maybe, you know, 2 months from now.
Absolutely. So that 4.0%, that's kind of our mission today. We need to unpack, let's say, three things. First, what does pending actually mean in this context? Second, why is a 4.0% jump really a surge? Is it that big a deal? And probably most importantly for you listening, what does this activity back in August tell us about where the market's headed, like right now and in the very near future?
Okay, let's jump into those contracts. All right, let's get into it. When we talk about home sales, you always hear these two terms, right? Closed sales, pending sales. For people trying to track what's happening, why is focusing on pending right now so important? What exactly were we measuring with that 4.0% jump?
Right. Well, it really boils down to separating, you know, history from prediction. Closed sales are done deals, the deed's transferred, money's changed hands, it's finished. That's historical data. It tells you what happened. Pending home sales, though, they're different. Mm. These are contracts that have been signed by both the buyer and seller. They've agreed. But the deal hasn't technically closed yet. They're still in that closing period, you know, waiting on the final mortgage approval, maybe title work, inspections, that kind of thing.
Okay, so when the August report says pending sales are up 4%, it's not counting people who got their keys and moved in during August. It's counting the number of people who actually signed a binding contract, who made that commitment to buy sometime during that month. Is that right?
Exactly. Precisely. And that's why it's such a critical leading indicator.
Yeah.
Because that whole process, you know, from signing the contract to the actual closing day, it usually takes somewhere between, say, 30 to 60 days. So basically, the pile of contracts signed and marked as pending in August, that's the direct fuel for the finalized closed sales reports that we're going to see published for September and probably October, too. If this pending number makes a big move, like 4%, you know almost exactly what the closed sales volume is going to do very soon.
That makes sense. So closed sales tell us about yesterday's market conditions, what already happened. But pending sales, that's showing us the conviction, maybe the urgency of buyers today, or, well, in August in this case. But let me push back on that a little. Inventory's been super tight, right? Sometimes it feels like any little increase is just noise. If there aren't that many homes available to begin with, does a 4.0% jump month over month really mean the market's accelerating? Or could it just mean that the few homes that were available got snapped up a tiny bit faster?
That's a really good question, actually, because context is definitely key here. Look, in a more, let's call it healthy or stable market, seeing pending sales go up month over month by maybe 0.5% to 1.5%, that's generally seen as pretty strong, especially if you count for seasonality, because things often slow down a bit in late summer. So when you see 4.0% in one single month, I mean, that's like four times what you might consider sort of baseline good growth. That points to a really dramatic sharp turn in decision making. It tells us the actual pace of deals getting signed picked up significantly, way beyond what's typical, even when supply is tight like it is now.
Right. And that brings us to the language used. Our source called it a surge. Now, for someone maybe watching the stock market, you know, 4% doesn't always sound like a massive surge. How do we put the specific 4% spike into context so we understand why the analysts are using such, well, dramatic language?
Yeah, you have to look at what was actually happening in the market during August. Mm-hmm. Remember, this wasn't exactly an easy time for buyers. We had those 30-year mortgage rates being really stubborn, right? They were nudging above 7% in some places. And we also know sellers were still kind of holding out for higher prices. There was friction, a lot of friction.
Okay. High rates, maybe sticky prices.
Exactly. So a 4.0% surge in pending sales in that environment means a surprisingly large group of buyers basically decided to just absorb that friction. They look at the high rates, they look at the prices, and they said, okay, I'm signing anyway. So this isn't just a gentle little uptick. It's evidence of momentum actually overcoming some pretty big affordability challenges. It shows maybe a collective confidence boost, or perhaps perhaps a collective fear that if they waited, things would only get worse, either with rates or prices.
Interesting. So the size of the number, that 4.0%, proves that buyers and sellers managed to successfully negotiate and agree on deals much more rapidly in August, even with those obstacles.
Precisely, yeah. For that contract to go pending, buyer and seller had to find common ground on price and terms. That implies they successfully narrowed that pricing gap that had maybe been stalling deals earlier. So think of the 4.0% not just as more volume, but maybe as a measure of decisiveness. It's proof that the market, at least nationwide, suddenly found a better footing on pricing equilibrium in August, allowing way more contracts to get signed compared to July.
So to put a finer point on it, maybe, this data suggests that the sort of slow, grinding pain of affordability, enough buyers in August just accepted it, maybe, enough to actually sign on the dotted line, moving from just looking to making a binding commitment.
Yeah, it's a measurable clearing of some inventory, for sure. And, you know, we do know from other market data, while national inventory was still low overall, there might have been a tiny increase in new listings in some areas around August. Perhaps that offered just enough choice to meet some of that pent-up demand. But fundamentally, yeah, that 4.0% really speaks volumes about buyer urgency.
Okay, so connecting all these dots, what does this really mean for those of us watching the broader economic picture? If we saw this pretty substantial jump in binding contracts getting signed back in August, where and when are we going to see the actual tangible impact in the, you know, the official sales data?
Well, the implication now is actually pretty predictable.
Yeah.
We can, with reasonable accuracy, forecast what the narrative is going to be for the upcoming closed sales reports.
Yeah.
See, the closed sales data, the stuff published by, say, the National Association of Realtors or the Census Bureau, that data always lags. It's usually behind by about 48 weeks.
Because of that closing period we talked about.
Exactly. So that August 4.0% pending sales figure, it's basically the strongest predictor we have for the finalized closed transactions that will be counted in September and then reported probably in early October. You should fully expect those upcoming closed sale numbers to show a corresponding measurable boost. It's almost baked in already. The contracts are signed. They're in the pipeline just waiting to close.
Huh. So essentially, we've just gotten a guaranteed sneak peek at next month's big housing headline. Instead of being surprised when the official closed sales reports drop, we actually know right now that the market volume is set to look quite a bit stronger, all thanks to that momentum that built up in late summer.
It really is the ultimate shortcut to understanding what's happening in near real time in the market. And, you know, thinking bigger picture, this kind of sharp acceleration, it often has ripple effects, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we see strong closed sales reports for September and October, that might inject a little bit more optimism into seller sentiment or potentially encourage more people who are on the fence to actually list their homes, maybe easing some of those inventory issues even just slightly as we head into the final quarter of the year.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sellers might see the volume ticking up and think, okay, buyers are still out there. They're willing to close deals even with these higher rates. So the pending data isn't just predicting volume. It could be signaling a renewed confidence in actually getting transactions done.
Yeah. Exactly right. This specific movement, this 4.0%, it indicates a really measurable burst of confidence, or maybe just urgency, among buyers who went from just thinking about it to actually signing contracts in August. Wait. It tells us the market wasn't just, you know, bumping along. It had a genuine active acceleration driven by buyers taking action.
Wow. Okay. This has been a really, really focused deep dive. We started with that single crucial piece of data, the 4.0% month-over-month rise in August pending home sales. And I think we've really distilled what it means. That term surge seems completely justified now because a four-point jump like that is, well, highly unusual, and it acts as this incredibly powerful forward indicator. It basically guarantees we'll see a significant pickup in the reported closed sales figures over the next month or two.
Right. And, you know, this naturally leads to the final, maybe the most fascinating question to think about. Given that pending sales mark that point of peak commitment, actually signing the contract after navigating months of difficult market conditions, what specifically was it about August that tipped the scales for so many buyers? We know that what's the 4.0% jump. But figuring out the why, well, that's the next layer, isn't it? Was it maybe something regional happening? Was there a brief dip in treasury yields that made mortgage rates seem slightly less scary for a moment? Or maybe more fundamentally, was it just a growing acceptance among buyers that, look, those super low rates we saw before, they're just not coming back anytime soon, so it's time to move? unpacking that underlying buyer psychology, the motivation behind that 4.0% surge, that's going to be the really critical thing to watch as we finish out the year.
Yeah, that question of motivation, the why behind the what, that's what turns a statistic into a real understanding of market trends. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the data. We really hope the shortcut helps you understand exactly where the market momentum came from in late summer and maybe gives you a clearer picture of where it's headed next.